weekdays from 6.
And in a world first, here's what we're doing.
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
Date our boss. Boss, boss, boss. Date our boss. Madman Doe. Date our boss.
What an opportunity it is, Fief.
I know. Well, if you know our show well, we love giving stuff away. We give away holidays, money, endless supplies of money. We just love giving you stuff. Now we are giving you our boss. The technicality is, though, we're giving our boss to a boss. So remember, 131060, we'll open the phone lines already. If you have a single boss, hook them up with our boss. Because remember this, a happy boss is a great boss. You want your boss happy.
Well said.
Yesterday on our show, we mentioned that our boss was on a couple of dating apps, and we weren't loving that because she's better than that, and we don't necessarily like the caliber of man she's meeting on those apps. So we did make the announcement. We rang her. She didn't answer. We left a voicemail. And now we have our boss, Mando.
Look out, she's walking in, guys. She's walking in.
Mando's in.
Here she comes.
Oh, that makes you sound like a dragon. Thanks, Byron.
It does have a Darth Vader vibe.
I am just
Thanks.
Hook me up.
Now, really, Mando, selling me here? Yep.
How do you feel? How was your day yesterday? You got our voicemail, and then what happened?
Well, yesterday I was in a boss meeting, and I had all my phone was going off, and I had all these friend requests on Instagram and Facebook. And I immediately thought, what has Fev done? Because he's given out my social media platforms. Mm. And so I text Leon. I said, why am I getting all these friend requests? And then I was getting text messages going, good on you for getting out and about. And I'm like, what, like from lockdown? Like, good on me. I'm like, yeah, yep. And they're like, yep, Fee, Fev and Byron are giving you away. And I'm like, oh, look, I know times are tough, but I don't know if I'm a desirable prize. And I'm like, oh, you know, I've got a brother, I've got a plumber. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's happened? Uh-oh. So I've gone and had a listen yesterday. Three
Sounded
things.
Good, didn't it?
My lovely breakfast show is giving me away, pimping me out on air.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm apparently really desperate.
You
thanks,
are.
Fev.
Yeah.
And three.
You're on 15 dating apps.
And three, I'm a crazy dog lady because all I post is my dog. But who else do I post in isolation?
That's a cry of desperateness.
Well, it's just a living arrangement.
Okay.
At the moment.
But if there was a man
to
there, there'd be the man.
To counter what Fev said, Mando, here's the real truth is, you are an incredibly eligible woman. You are attractive. You're hot.
Thanks,
you're very powerful.
Hang
you
on.
Run. You run Fox FM. You're also, and I can say this firsthand, you're an incredibly warm, generous, beautiful person it's a travesty that you're single. So
is it contract renegotiation time or something? What's going on?
You know those dates when you rock up and it's a blind date and then everything you've just said, they're going to rock up and go, what is she talking about?
That's not true. So this is Amanda. You're happy for us to do this because we had a few people call through yesterday and they were nominating their bosses. So you're happy to date people we find for you through the radio.
Well, what constitutes a boss? Are you like a boss because you're rat at life, or are you a legit boss? Like you can't be the boss of a supermarket line at the moment. Like, what is a boss?
Well, if you've got an ABN, you're a boss.
Well, let's start here, though, Mando. And for everyone listening, one, if you want to date Mando, just pretend you're a boss.
Okay.
Or two, if you genuinely know you've got a boss that could do with finding that special lady in his life, I've got in front of me Mando, which has been handed over by, I'm guessing, someone from your family. You probably don't know this. You wrote a list, and it was your ideal man who you wanted. Do you remember this piece of paper?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
How old were you when you wrote it?
I reckon I was 24. Now, let me set this up. It's going to make me sound like a flog. Remember, I was 24, very superficial, world was my oyster.
Okay.
And now as I've got older and I'm still single, beggars can't be choosers. So
A couple here, Mando, that I changed my mind on too, but I get it. When you're 24, so Mando's ideal man, one, no younger or older than 5 years from you. So it can be 5 years younger or 5 years older.
Yeah, still, I'll still go with that.
Well, that's where we have to ask the rude question of how old are you, which we're not meant to. But if you're going to put that out there, if you're going to make age an issue,
Well, let's go like between 32 and 42.
Okay, that's close.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Hmm.
Nice. I'd go a bit higher. I just think there's some good guys out there, yeah.
But this is not your day. Remember
I
that.
Think 42 is too limited.
Do you think bosses might cut my lunch here?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. 100%.
No, think about bosses need to be of a certain age to be a boss. You're just a young
achiever. Negotiable. That one's
no, but if they're at the age of between 32 and 42 and they're the boss, that's a pretty. That's a exceptional.
Yeah, that is. Exactly. That's why they're an exception. Let's maybe broaden the field a bit. Chris, okay, point two you've come up with. AFL player, lawyer, physio or doctor?
What a flog. Come on. AFL player, lawyer or doctor?
That's a floggy one, isn't it? No offense, I don't think I want an AFL player.
Well, no, yeah, a mature age, there's some AFL players on current lists who are between 32 and 42. So.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the mature AFL players that are making headlines at the moment, I'd steer clear of anyone.
Look, I love footy. If you love footy, yeah. Geelong supporter, even better.
Yeah,
good. I really do need a physio right now because of my back.
Can we just broaden it to all professions, though?
All professions.
I think it'll make our lives easier.
Okay. Could be anyone.
This one I love, can't be bald.
Ouch.
And not too tall like a giant. No, but you know what, man?
24 or 15 when you wrote this.
But don't you reckon, Feb, I reckon 24, bald is a 24-year-old thing to say. Because yeah. I would have said that, but now bald is so hot. I personally really like bald now.
Mm. Is this for you or me?
Yeah. Again, this is drifting.
Bald's
so
not bad,
are you going to retain that? You'd prefer a long flowing hair on a man?
Skinhead or fully bald?
Just normal.
Mm.
Okay, so can we set bald? Are we going to move on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's too tall, by the way? Under 6 foot six?
They need to be taller than me.
Yeah, 6'4 is a good height, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah. 6'2, 6'4, yep.
Next, no deal to hairy men, especially a hairy chest.
No, I don't like a hairy chest.
I love a hairy chest. This is where you and I will diverge. I love a hirsute man.
Okay.
A bit floggy, yep.
So no hair still, we're with that?
Negotiable again, remember? Beggars can't be choosers.
Because we're in a studio at the moment. Feb doesn't have chest hair and Byron waxes his, so they're both likely candidates.
Oh, goodness.
She said no AFL player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're out. Byron's
out.
Still in.
I'm ticking his own boxes.
Well, I shaved my head. No, I'm out because I shaved my head, so I'm out.
Doesn't share or heavy breath?
No, doesn't snore or heavy breathe.
Oh, doesn't
couldn't
share.
Spell it 24 either. Yeah. Doesn't snore or heavy breathe. Don't you hate heavy breathers, though? No.
But hang on, does that mean you want someone who doesn't snore?
Doesn't snore, no.
Oh, that's hard.
Like
too,
my sleep.
It? Men snore, don't they?
You snore if you're fat.
Okay.
Because I never snored when I was younger. Now apparently I do because I'm fat.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's true.
Family and friends oriented. That's a gimme. I love that one. Mm. That wouldn't change.
What if their parents have passed away or something?
Drives family. A nice car.
Yeah. Floggy.
Are we sticking with this? Yeah. The floggy ones, are we still keeping?
Nah, let's lose the floggy ones.
Okay, that's so we won't worry about the car.
Yeah.
Good dress at Mando. You can change that.
Yeah,
you can deal with that. Look, 131060 again, phone lines are open. Date, if you've got a boss that's eligible and we could set up with our boss, we want to get her dating, guys. This is great. And you know what, though? This is the fun bit. We're all going to hear the dates. Mm. We'll live vicariously through them.
Mm. I'll tell you what would be really awkward, guys. Imagine just no phone calls at all.
Imagine.
Hey, can I ask you one question?
Yes, go on.
Well, so far that is the situation.
There are no phone calls. I've scared everyone off.
So far, nothing on 131060.
There's two guys.
Yes.
And the one you like a little bit more than the other, but that guy's got a Corolla and the other guy's got a Mercedes. Who do you choose?
Oh.
Mercedes.
Hey, fair enough. 131060.
Okay, the list has no help. I'm going to be honest.
The list, I think, has scared a lot of people away. I think the list was a mistake. I can see one call. Let's
Remember,
see how we go.
I was 24.
131060.
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
All the single bosses. Date our boss. Boss, boss, boss. Date our boss. Mad Mando. Date our boss.
We've never given away our boss. We've given away plenty of other things on this show in its history, Fee, but this is a unique opportunity.
Yes, we are taking her off Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, all the dating apps, and we're going to find her love on the radio show because we care about her and we can't trust those apps.
What?
Anyway, we have opened the phone lines because you may have a boss that is single and eligible, and I think we will all benefit because happy bosses are good bosses to have. Happy bosses are fine when you ring and say, "Can I have Wednesday off?" They're the bosses you want. You don't want grumpy, not finding love bosses. They don't necessarily like you doing things that you shouldn't.
Hey, so,
yeah.
Just a quick question to Mando. If they're going to be between the ages of 32 and 42, they might have already been in a relationship, wherefore they might have kids.
Good question.
How would you go with that?
I'd be fine with that.
Well, there you go. Well, good answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
I like that. Kids.
And can we just go back to your list for a second? Mm. That was a list when you were 24.
When I was 24. It was a bit selective.
We can scrap a lot of it. Yeah. I think let's leave age out of it. Let's leave looks out of it. Let's find you a really decent bloke. Now we've got Sarah from Mernda. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, have you got a single boss?
Yes. Yep, I do.
Can you tell Amanda all about him?
So he's an area coordinator for a pathology company. He does listen to the Fox, so he's probably listening now and he's going to kill me.
What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. Nice to meet you.
He's a very kind-hearted person. Right. He never gets angry. If you do something wrong, I've never heard him yell at all.
Is he cashed up?
I think so. He has no children. He's a very kind person and he deserves to find someone.
Is he tall? Is he tall?
I think he's under 6 foot, so he's not over.
Okay. Well, that could be 5'11".
He sounds like a great boss. If you don't find love with him, Mando, we might find a new boss, though. Like, never gets angry, very kind.
You guys will be
He's very hardworking.
Did you like the sound of that, Fee? Did you like that?
I like the sound of Christopher, Mando. What do you think?
It's not what Fee likes.
Oh, is it? Fee's dates, my dates, I'm not sure.
Yeah. He's got potential. Hold the line. So that is Chris, the pathologist in his 30s. Very eligible. Thank you, Sarah, for nominating Chris.
Ooh, I love that. Well done, Sarah. And that's the thing. Just be proactive. Get out there on the boss's behalf. Luke in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Luke.
Luke. Hello. How are you guys?
Luke. Hello. This is Amanda. This is Luke. Luke, you're the boss.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Have a chat amongst yourselves.
Oh, how are you going, Amanda? How's your morning?
Yeah, not too bad. Yours? Off
good,
to work?
Good. Off to work. So yep. I probably shouldn't be on my phone right now, but I am.
Oh.
Speaking to you.
Oh, you're a rebel.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful.
What do you do with yourself, Luke?
I'm a tradie by day, and I run a side business. I work with pro fighters of a night. I run a marketing and sort of management business.
Fit.
Excellent. Do you have an Instagram?
I do. I think I passed that one on.
Yeah, don't worry, Ricky boy. I'm looking at your Instagram. I've been stalking.
Hey.
And
thanks, Bev. Yeah.
Do you want me to do? Should I show Amanda Boxy what he looks like?
Please do.
Oh no!
Here's the reaction.
I've gone for the little army short one when you're in Seminyak with your top off. Yeah.
Can I see this too?
Ready? Again.
This is Amanda. You ready?
Be professional.
Okay.
This is Luke.
Wow.
Ooh, she likes what she sees.
Oh, that was a good reaction.
Yep.
Okay. We were hoping to get a few weeks out of this, but we might have already found the guy.
She's gone all red.
Okay, so she's blushing, Fief. Look, I guess we just put Luke on hold and see if there's more chemistry off air. Or
please do. And remember, this is a process. We're not. And as lovely as Luke sounded, and we got the wow from Amanda, so that was a physical tick of approval. We're not just stopping. We are looking for her perfect man. You know, this could end up in a wedding, guys. We could marry our boss off. Like, we're going to be thorough. So, sorry.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I thought you were in the room.
Gee, that's a good idea to go next level with it. And you always want us to go next level, Mando,
yes,
with all
I
our
do.
Radio
Fox
ideas.
Rain, Fox famous rooftop.
All right, so that's, look, we do have, there's another boss who's called. Do you want to quickly take one more?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is a concreter, guys, on the line in Berwick.
I like concreters too. Jay from Berwick. Hi, Jay.
What's going on?
Jay, very well. We're great. Would you like to have a chat to Amanda, our boss?
Yeah, I'd love to speak to her.
Here she is.
Hi, Jay.
G'day, Amanda. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Working away.
Oh, yeah. Hard worker.
Am I a hard worker?
Yeah.
The hardest.
Do you like footy?
I like footy, yes. I do play myself.
Who's your team?
I play St Kilda.
St Kilda. What do you reckon, Seb?
Yeah, I'm used to back for the Saints. Who do you play for now, Jay?
Play for Belgrave.
Belgrave. Beautiful yeah. up there, Belgrave.
Yeah. Stay out of the date,
please. You can take her to the cuckoo.
Okay.
Up there. Your lady.
I feel like Jay and Fev would get along.
Yes.
No, I think that's for the date Fev segment, you'll be perfect, Jay. All right, so look, everyone's on hold. There's still going to be plenty more applicants. And, you know, I know we had our fun, but there's plenty of calls coming through, Mando. So, look, this, you know, to be continued, I guess, is the story here.
Do you live by yourself, Mando?
I do with my dog.
Does it get lonely?
You know, I've got wine to help me.
Okay.
There's a lot of signs here.
Boxing. I've just seen a photo of Luke. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
But remember,
Luke,
Fee, this
is a good option.
For me, not
You're
you.
Right, not for me.
Stay out of it. Get in touch with us, by the way. If you have a boss to date or you are a boss, you can get in touch with us on Instagram or Facebook as we build to the wedding. We're looking forward to this one. Your chance to date our boss here on The Fox.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron here.
Every single Tuesday night, we're giving you the chance to win $5,000 with The Fox's Virtual Trivia.
If you want to play and win, sign up now through the Fox app. And we also give you the chance to have a practice round every morning at 7 a.m. to win some extra cash as well.
We know any little bit of extra cash can help right now. So to make it even easier, we're revealing one of the answers to tomorrow's quiz.
The question is, Lego Masters host Hamish Blake made a what-themed cake for his son's 6th birthday?
We will reveal the answer in a couple of minutes. The answer could score you free cash with us, so keep listening.
Yeah, that's right. We're back with the answer next on The Fox. And what about this guy? A regular commentator on tax matters. He's got columns in Money Magazine, in My Business Magazine, Australian Financial Review. He's appeared. He is a financial guru, particularly in the field of tax, guys. Mark Chapman is joining us this morning.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good morning.
Now, Mark, as Byron just said, I mean, money is a big concern for a lot of people at the moment. So any way that people can get more money from their tax return, we're looking for those opportunities. Let's start with anyone who's maybe lost their job and not working at the moment. I know you've mentioned a silver lining for that category. What is that?
Look, a lot of people probably get a bigger tax refund this year because they would have had probably too much tax deducted from their pay for, you know, that period before coronavirus hit. So basically there's going to be a lot of pressure on people to get their tax returns in quickly because there is going to be that expectation that people might get slightly bigger refunds than previously because of that over-deducted tax.
Chappie, there'd be a lot of people claiming things because they've been working from home. Now, our kids have all been home. They've been homeschooled. Now, private school fees, are you able to claim on that, like Wi-Fi, internet, computers, because they have to be studying at home when they have to use their computers? Is that an angle that you could use?
Unfortunately not. So you can claim for working from home, but not for schooling your kids from home. So all of those school fees and all those extra costs associated with your kids' internet. Unfortunately, that's not claimable.
Well, that's the wrong answer.
I'd love to give you a different one, but that's the way it is.
So, Mark, for people who are working from home, what are the big ones? What are some that they might not be thinking that they can claim? Like, can you claim your electricity, power, your lounge suite if you're sitting on a lounge suite to do your work?
Yeah, you can certainly claim part of your electricity, your gas, part of your water. You can claim depreciation on any furniture that you're using. So that could be your home office furniture.
Internet, Foxtel?
Not so much Foxtel, but certainly your home internet, your mobile phone use, you can claim. The cost of cleaning your home office area, you can claim. So there are lots of things that you potentially can claim. The problem with all of that is you've got to have the records to prove it. So as an alternative to claiming all of those individual items, you can also claim an 80 cent per hour flat rate that the ATO sets. which is much more straightforward. You just need to keep a record of your hours. That doesn't generally produce the best claim, but if you have kept all of those receipts for all of your individual items, you can potentially get a bigger claim by claiming each of those individual things.
Now, Chappie, you say no to Foxtel, but as us three, we have to watch certain shows like on Netflix because we have guests, so that's working from home. So we can't claim
We're
that?
Different, yeah.
Yeah, that's different, unfortunately. Foxtel, the ATO basically says that that kind of thing is private. So even if there might be a little bit of work-related use to it, if you happen to be
bloody
in
ATO. You
know, media and entertainment industries, it's probably not going to fly.
But I love, Mark, back to your keeping record of your hours and just the ATO allowing you to get the 80 cents for every hour you work. I mean, I think about radio all day. I never stop. I'm always thinking about the show.
24-7, Chappie. 24-7. So she could claim on all 24 hours of the day.
Oh, if you want to have that conversation with the ATO, you go for it.
Oh, okay. Look, there's been some good news there for people obviously expecting a bigger than usual tax return in some instances. Not all the news that Feb wanted. So if you work from home in a really comfortable...
Everything I asked, he said no.
Well, what about if you work from home in a comfortable lounge, as Fief mentioned there, you sort of weaved your
he
way
said
through.
Depreciation.
So
yeah,
depreciation on the lounge.
That. Yep.
Look, again, the lounge furniture is pretty much private. So, you know, the fact that you might use it for a little bit of downtime with your computer doing some work there probably isn't good enough.
Okay,
so, there we go. Home office, yeah, but the lounge suite, probably not.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate it. He's the Director of Tax Communications at H&R Block and knows a lot more about tax than we do. I feel like there was a lot of answers there that certainly Fev didn't want there, guys.
No, but what I got from Mark was, whatever you're prepared to risk, you have that chat with the ATO.
Well, I don't think
I reckon you just throw everything up.
That is not what Mark said.
The only thing...
Definitely not what Mark said.
They can just say no. Like, you just go, I want to claim this.
Okay.
Get a good tax man.
All right, no, and we've got him. It's Mark, and he said none of those things that you just said.
Well, I wouldn't be going to Mark. I'll be going to someone else.
Well, we're all going to go to Mark.
I'm going to go to this dodgy bloke on the street.
No!
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
And we're back on the Fox. Thanks for hanging around.
A few minutes ago, Fifi revealed one of the questions for tomorrow's virtual trivia practice round.
Lego Masters host Hamish Blake made a what-themed cake for his son's 6th birthday? And now the answer is an Aladdin-themed cake.
There you go, Melbourne. We've basically just given you $100.
Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. to get mentally warmed up for the $5,000. It's up for grabs every Tuesday night. Download the Fox app, sign up and go hard. Good luck.
Win instant, easy cash with 101.9 The Fox's virtual trivia.
Last week, Boxy, we had a good friend of the show, Tommy Little, Carrie and Tommy. They drive you home. And I posed a question to him. Here's the audio. I've got a new thing for you. I'm going to throw something at you. But this is our little chat we had last week.
It was to do with flies and
yeah,
feet.
Just
seemed to have all the answers, didn't she?
Mm. Here we go.
They're birthed, so they die at the end of summer, and then become...
What was the question, by the way, that you asked? Because she's answering the question. Do you remember?
Where do leaves go, I think it was. The leaves.
That was a different one.
What question did we ask Leon at the time?
He wanted to know where flies came from, that they disappeared during winter.
That was Tommy's question, but we're spitballing with each other.
I answered a couple, didn't I?
Here we go.
It's on fire. They're birthed, so they die at the end of summer, and then become larvae, and then they're sort of they're growing in their little larvae sacks over winter, and then over summer they proliferate. There you go.
And they come back to life.
They proliferate.
They're like bears. They don't like the cold weather. They're not. They thrive in the warm weather. So they don't really.
It's not that they don't like it. They die by the sound of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they live over summer and die
but hang
over
on.
Winter.
But if they all die, how are there new ones?
Well, there's a few. Like a few decide, oh, I'll hang around, spring break, let's see what's happening. But most of them aren't around.
Where do they live when they're having a spring break and it's cold?
Well, they're not. They're dead. They die.
I don't understand how
they come from again.
She's got the answers, hasn't she?
Yeah, you pretty much know everything. And then I threw a question up about the leaf.
Yeah, where do the leaves go?
Where do they go? Because they just vanish.
They go in the bin, Tommy. So what happens is this.
But then where?
There they go to the tip, and then like most of the rubbish in the world.
I'm not sweeping up my leaves.
No, you're not, but other people are.
But street sweepers
come along.
I'm looking out the front of my house now, and there's a front yard, and it's fenced in, so no one's getting in to steal my leaves.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'm going to do nothing with these leaves, and they'll be gone by the time summer comes around.
Yeah, they will.
Okay,
do
you know
dissolve?
What? No drains. What they do is they
do
end
they
up
dissolve?
In the drains. And they go
dissolve.
Down under
they could
the city.
So dissolve?
You're amazing. You have a bloody answer for everything. And it got me thinking, yeah. I'm going to do a new segment, Boxy, that you don't know about, and it's called Please Explain.
Please Explain. Question.
And my question for Please Explain today, Boxy,
is
there are billions and billions of people in this world. How is every single fingerprint different? Surely there are some out there that are exactly the same.
Please explain.
Well, it comes down to every individual has a different genetic code, and that genetic code is based on your parents and your ancestry and the billions of cells that you have in your body. You can't possibly reproduce that if you weren't born from the same parents.
Okay. Good answer. Had no idea what you were saying, but I'll throw another one at you.
On the back of that,
identical twins born from the same egg. How are their fingerprints not the same?
How do you know they're not the same?
Because every single fingerprint on every single person is different.
Oh, okay. So hang on. You mean they're identical twins. That's a split.
They're exactly the same. They're exactly the same. Everything's exactly the same. You look at them. Look at the Wakeland brothers, right? Exactly the same. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Identical. Why isn't their fingerprints the same?
Well, because when you whittle down the cells into tiny molecules, if you look at your fingerprint, if you look at how tiny those lines, those cells are, you can't possibly replicate that twice. So I would argue that the twins' fingerprints would be similar but would not be absolutely identical. It's impossible. They're different human beings. Done. Happy with that?
Now, look,
no idea what she said, but it sounded like she was right.
If you weren't convinced by Fife's answer, please get in touch with us via our Instagram, FifeFevByron.
I've got so many more for you, bro.
Oh, I love
this. Yeah, this is good.
She answers them confidently, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Even if she doesn't know idea what she's talking about.
If I said to Boxy right now, do exactly what you just said again, she wouldn't be able to say word for word because that was that much crap that just came out of her mouth, but it sounded amazing.
We look forward to future editions of the segment.
Please explain.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, okay.
Are we running on?
No. We're having fun with it. Just wait, wait. No, we'll go again. Wait.
Please explain.
Question. This is more of a question, but it got me going funny inside.
Yeah.
Because I really want to know the answer. Do fishes get thirsty?
No, they don't, because they don't drink.
What?
They don't breathe. They have gills.
Yeah, but don't they? Surely they need water.
Well, no, they don't, because they're constantly inhaling water, so they're never thirsty.
Quick curveball. What about an amphibious animal that swims, but also can be land-based?
Never gets thirsty because they're always in the water.
No,
and they're not
you
on
just
the
said
land,
they don't
in the
drink.
Water. No, but they don't because they get their oxygen goes into their system via the gills, so they wouldn't experience.
How does she make this crap up? You've got no idea what you're talking about.
You can tell she did well in the high school debating team, can't you? There's an answer for everything.
Went through the gills.
Please
Shut
explain.
Up.
That's how they ingest oxygen through their gills.
Do they?
It goes into their system. They don't actually drink.
We'll bring it back again
in the
future.
There's no oxygen in water, though.
Please explain.
Yes, there is. You get H2O, hydrogen and oxygen.
I made that up, man. I was trying to be like you. I didn't pick your answer to pieces.
By the way,
you're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, through this really strange time, we've been reaching out and checking on lots of members of our community who are vulnerable, and we've also been giving any frontline healthcare workers big pats on the back, and we love this because there is a Melbourne institution. We're talking about Crown Melbourne, who are launching an amazing initiative to really give thanks to all the wonderful nurses and people in healthcare. There are nursing heroes. And from Crown, we're joined by the delightful Anne Peake.
Annie!
A very good morning to you.
Oh, how are you, Annie? How's lockdown been for you?
It's been good. I mean, the first 3 weeks were pretty tough. Every morning I'd stare at the coffee machine as it spewed out coffee going, yep, okay, here we go again. But there's been a few commitments that we've done at Crown for frontline workers. And as you've mentioned, this one, we're absolutely delighted to assist with. You know, frontline workers, we recognise them as the rest of the community does. But this in particular, this is for our nurses. And we're thrilled at Crown that we're able to put in an initiative, that will give them some relief. It's absolutely fantastic.
250 local nurses are being treated to ultimate pamper experiences. Ooh. I mean, we know Crown so well, and the best pamper experience you're ever going to get is at Crown. So for them to win this, now Annie, how do we nominate nurses? How do we get around this to make sure these nurses get this prize?
Well, sweetheart, remember, it is 250 nurses here in Melbourne plus their guests, so 500 in total.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
The night for the luxury will be Saturday, the 25th of July, and this is a wonderful initiative with the Herald Sun that we're doing. So all you need to do is say in 100 words or post a short video. If you go to the Herald Sun website, heraldsun.com.au/promotions, and enter by May 31, we'll have a look through at all those suggested names, and then you go in the running to be spoiled, as you all just said. What luxury, Crown Metropole, a beautiful dinner, an absolutely amazing spa treatment, night's accommodation, breakfast together. I mean, just wonderful.
Yes, it is an amazing place, amazing restaurants. Now, Annie, we're good friends, and you are a go-about-get-em sort of girl. You're always out. You're at functions. You are Crown. When you call up Crown, you are the voice that you hear. Have you actually quite enjoyed not doing anything for a little while? Because you're always go, go, go.
I've loved it. I really have enjoyed it. I'm sorry to say that. I've got two boys that are doing school here. One's doing university and the other's doing VCE. So I've turned into a bit of a Martha Stewart homebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look out.
Cooking breakfast, lunch and dinner. But I think what's really important in these times is to keep some sort of discipline and routine in your day. I certainly had to do that after staring at the coffee machine every morning, as I said. And my list of discipline, I might say, wasn't your normal. It was make 3 beds, tidy 3 bathrooms, you know, get some meat pies in the oven for lunch. Tick, tick, tick. I've done all that, you know, running my day like an office day. So, but it's been an extraordinary experience for us all, but very grateful for all the work that's being done, the nurses, the frontline workers, the teachers. You know, these people are born. They're not normal. They're so caring and lovely. It's amazing.
So you say this is going to be the July 25th. So do you have any indication when Crown will reopen?
No, I don't. I'm sure there's someone within the organisation that does, but at this point we're being led by the state government, and I must say, haven't they done a fantastic job in keeping us safe? So
absolutely.
We're put with these restrictions, and the community has wonderfully embraced all this, and as long as we can keep it going and stay safe, then the faster we'll all reopen.
Good stuff, probably for Fev, maybe, you know, just a little break.
I'm missing Nobu.
No, you love Nobu. Loves his Nobu. What we've also done, and this is a great initiative for nurses to be spoiled, that's why we are right behind it. Now, I know Anne gave the details. We're also putting a swipe up on our Insta story at Fifi Fev Byron, so that if you want to nominate a nurse, it goes straight through to the website there at the Herald Sun that Anne mentioned. Thanks for the time.
Thanks,
and great
Anne.
Job, Anne.
Bye.
Wonderful to speak to you all. Have a great day.
Fifi Fev and Byron. Weekdays from 6.